Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate your joining us here on the program. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Fascinating conversation we have coming up for the next 30 minutes here live on Close Up Radio Live. We're very excited to welcome Amy Calton of Your Divorce Made Simple. Amy is a wealth advisor, certified divorce financial analyst, and family law mediator. She's a wealth advisor with Forefront Wealth Partners and the CEO of Your Divorce Made Simple, which helps people navigate the financial side of their divorce. In her financial advisory practice, she helps women going through any type of major life shift, such as the loss of a loved one, a retirement, or sudden inheritance. She believes that when going through a major life transition, you need to reevaluate your financial needs and goals by looking closely at how your life will change. This is a time you definitely want financial planning. With her unique knowledge and expertise, Amy helps you decide what you should do with your money. With Your Divorce Made Simple, she focuses on the financial and tax challenges and around divorce, and how the assets between partners can be divided fairly. The great news is Amy takes the extremely devastating burden off your shoulders. Her mission is to help her clients avoid the pitfalls and mistakes so often made by many women who face the emotional, legal, and financial past divorce. Amy believes it's best to put together a divorce financial plan before hiring an attorney. She can assist you in making informed decisions on how to divide assets fairly, keeping in mind taxes and the financial ramifications of dividing assets. And once the two parties agree, then she will refer them to an attorney who writes up the divorce decree and then files the necessary paperwork. It's really a clever and resourceful way to navigate the divorce journey. It also helps you save money, achieve peace of mind, and thrive in your new life after the divorce is final. With divorce, it's an emotional time, a lot to think about. And when you have somebody like Amy on your side, it can make things a lot more easier, smoother, and with clarity and understanding. Let's welcome her live and direct from the great city of Austin, Texas, USA. Amy Calton is here. Amy, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Fascinating background that you have. So many wonderful aspects all tied together. Tell us, before we talk about what you do and how you do it, let's get the audience understanding why you do what you do and some of the things that inspired you in your own journey. Tell us a little bit about some of that earlier background and what pointed you in the direction of really wanting to do this particular work.
Well, I started my career in computers and technology, and I started in 1976 in the division. I worked for IBM for 20 years, and I was in the division that repaired hardware and software on mainframes, and there weren't too many women in the technical side of the business back in the 70s. Growing up in the corporate world where there weren't very many women, when I did decide after leaving the corporate world, I wanted to support women just because I went from a male-dominated industry to another male-dominated industry, which is financial services. And I wanted to make sure that whenever my clients were part of the conversation, and most, and I say women, and some of those women are part of a couple, but all my clients are women. So some of them come, as I like to say, attached to a man. But I wanted to make sure that they got their questions answered, and that they and they were part of the conversation. I didn't want to have a conversation just with the man. I wanted the woman to be part of that conversation, and that comes from my background being the only woman a lot of times in the room. And then, you know, when I first started doing financial planning work, there was a family law attorney locally who didn't want to do divorce anymore because it was too stressful. And so she would send her clients to me, and she would tell them, listen, if you can work things out with Amy, then you can come back to me and I'll file the paperwork. And what I found is that this was a way more time-efficient, cost-efficient, and more amicable a way to navigate the divorce. So, you know, I, over the years, have perfected that process. I get to go through divorce every day, which most people don't get to do, and I get to see a lot of mistakes both people make, lawyers make, around that divorce journey, and I try to help people avoid those mistakes. So, you know, I basically have a very varied background, like 35 years in the corporate world, but also the last 12 have been as an entrepreneur building my own business and building my own brand and supporting women through major life transitions, as you said before. And divorce is one of the bigger ones. And the other thing that's become, you know, the other thing that's really interesting is that divorce is about three things. It's an emotional time, you need legal help, and you need financial help. And for some reason, people understand the emotional side, understand the legal side, but they forget about the financial side. And what do they fight about? They fight about money, finances, taxes, all those things that I help them with. And too many times they use their attorney for those things, and an attorney is not a financial professional and doesn't often understand the financial and tax nuances of these decisions that you're making. And these decisions affect the rest of your life. So it's really, really important in my mind. I always tell people, hey, if you have, you know, people want to avoid the cost of an attorney, and I understand that. But if you have assets or you have kids, you really do need to get financial and legal help going through this. If you don't have any assets and if you don't have any kids, then you can do it yourself. It's not that difficult. But people don't really understand a lot of the decisions they're making at this very critical time. So I am really passionate about people working on the financial and tax aspects of their division of assets. And as I was saying before, I mean, when we had a conversation, the fastest growing area of divorce in the world, in the United States and in the world, is what they call gray divorce, which is divorce after the age of 50. And it's more complex because these people have to understand all the nuances of taking the nest egg that they spent 20, 30, 40 years building and now dividing it in two. And so you have to look at not just the financial aspects and the tax aspects, but you also have to look at Social Security and how that plays out post-divorce.
Mm. There's so many things, so many variables, so many things to consider. Let's talk about when you decided to create Your Divorce Made Simple. What was your mission? What is it all about? What is it, in addition to what you just described, some of the things that you really try to lay out so that way there, it provides that clarity and that understanding. Because again, like I said in the introduction, it can be a very emotional and frustrating time. And sometimes when you are under duress, you don't always make the best decisions. And, you know, you help people really find clarity about a lot of different things with Your Divorce Made Simple, right? You not only make it simple, but you provide understanding and clarity.
Correct. I mean, my whole mission about whether I'm working as a financial advisor or as a divorce consultant is about educating. Educating, educating, educating. That's my whole mission in life. And what I find is especially most people going through divorce are going through it for the first time. And they don't even know what questions to be asking. They don't know what to expect on this journey. And what I try to do is I try to get them to think about what they want, what does their spouse want, and can we come to a happy medium here? Because nobody's going to get 100% of the pie. But what is fair? And fair is, it, you know, I don't care if from a legal standpoint there's community property states and there's equitable distribution states. And really, at the end of the day, both philosophies really want to get to what is fair. And so that's what I, that's the way I approach this, is what's fair. And the other thing is that most people, when they think divorce, they think, I need an attorney. And they can go to an attorney day one, but it is going to cost them the most money. It's going to take the most time. And when, and they're starting from a less than amicable situation, because they hire an attorney, their spouse has to hire an attorney. And both those attorneys want to get as much as possible for their client. And that creates a contentious situation from the get-go. So when I'm working with couples, and I work in two capacities, sometimes I work with a couple and I include mediation, and sometimes I just work with one party, and it's usually the woman, because the woman in a lot of cases didn't handle the finance, doesn't understand the financials, and they need help in that arena. So I work in both capacities, but the point, whether I'm working with the couple or I'm working with just one party, is I try to create what I call a divorce financial plan prior to hiring an attorney, just because now they're going in with what they want to accomplish. And they don't waste a lot of time with the attorney that charges them hourly for both work and for conversations. And the conversations, if they hired an attorney and their husband hired an attorney, there's four people now in the conversation. That's why it takes longer. And every time you have a conversation, they charge you. So I try to do a lot of that upfront work up in the beginning. Now, not everybody is in a situation where they can do that, but I find that about 80% of the people that call me are. Unless you've got a situation where there's a death threat or you're afraid of violence, chances are you can do a lot of the work upfront with a financial advisor versus an attorney. Now, if it's the latter, what if it's just, you know, if there's violence or there's children issues or there's money being, you know, thrown down the toilet or whatever, you might need an attorney day one. But it doesn't mean you still don't need a financial advisor at some point during the process. It's just a different place to start. So most of the people that come to me, like I say, 80% of them, don't need a lawyer day one. They need to put together a financial plan and then hire a lawyer. And at what point in their journey they bring in the lawyer really is very dependent on the individual. Because I will tell you, no two divorces are the same. You know, it's always interesting. People go to their friend, and their friend says, you need to do this and you need to do that, based on their experience. But their experience isn't your experience. And even if you've been divorced before, it doesn't mean the second divorce or the third divorce could be like the other ones. There's just no two that are the same.
Exactly right. Right, exactly. And that's something to understand. And you mentioned working with women specifically. Tell us about that.
So, you know, a lot of times the woman in the relationship didn't handle the money. I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of the women that come to me didn't handle the finances, didn't have the need to be educated on, hey, they don't even have a budget, you know. And that's the other thing,
yeah,
is that I work with clients during the divorce journey, and then I work with them after to get them on the right path going forward, because, you know, a lot of times they have a certain lifestyle that they need to live or they want to live, and they got to be realistic about it. They got to be realistic about what life is going to look like after divorce. Where are you going to live? Can you afford health insurance? Those are the two biggest line items in anybody's budget. But, you know, it's really important that you look at realistically how much money you're going to need to spend in your new life. And how, if you got investments from the divorce, do you need to be generating income or dividends to support your budget, your monthly budget? Is there a gap in your budget? Hey, see, your budget says I need $10,000 a month, but I only have $8,000 coming in. Where's that other $200,000 going to come from? And so we look at what kind of investments you have and what kind of investments can generate the income to close that gap in your budget. But there's other issues that come up as well. Like I'm working with a client right now who is, you know, basically been married for 40 years, and now she's got to go out. They just sold the marital home, and now she's got to go out and find a place to live. And she doesn't know how much she can afford, what her monthly budget's going to look like, how much of the marital estate she's going to get, and how much of that has to generate income, because this woman is only bringing in $3,000 a month, and she's retired. So she's not going to get any more than the $300,000 unless we do some creative planning, financial planning, to make sure that she can live her best life going forward.
Is there something else I can help with?
That's amazing. So do you help women with the emotional toll of divorce as well?
Well, I'm not a therapist, but some days I feel like it. But yes, there's a lot. I mean, I am very much a hands-on financial advisor, and I do a lot of things that a lot of financial advisors don't do. Like I have a client who's a widow, and I go over her house every couple months to make sure I go through her mail with her, what to keep, what to throw out, what bills to pay. So I typically work with my clients. I'm building long-term relationships, and these are relationships that just go beyond, you know, financial planning. I help them with all kinds of things. Usually it's related to money, but not always. I mean, I got a call from one of my clients who's a previous divorce client. She goes, I just got my property tax bill, and I need to protest it. Who should I use? I mean, that's not something I do, but I always have a lot of strategic partners that I can call on to help my clients with whatever money touches.
You can do the referral, right? You can connect them to the people that she needs to work with to work through that, which I think is great.
Yeah.
How has divorce procedures changed since COVID, if at all?
Well, the only thing that's really different right now is a lot of stuff is, and even my stuff is done via Zoom. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to do a mediation in person. You don't have to, it's allowed me to work with people anywhere in the country because remember, I don't get involved in legal issues because there's a lot of legal issues that vary from state to state. Now, what I do is I find legal strategic partners to help me. So, for example, I'm in Texas, but about a year and a half ago, I worked on a very long, arduous case, and the only thing that these people were fighting about was spousal support. Now, in Texas, it's very difficult to get spousal support, but this was in California, which is probably the most favorable state to spousal support. And so in that case, I had to bring in a strategic partner who understood the legal aspects of spousal support. So it's allowed me to work in any state. And like I say, when it comes to spousal support and when it comes to child support, that varies a lot from state to state. And so that's a critical time for me to build partnerships with lawyers outside of Texas because, like I say, those two things are very specific state to state.
Exactly right. And your work, how does it differ from that of an attorney?
So an attorney is going to talk about child support, child custody, alimony or spousal support if it's applicable. You know, they're going to work on those things. What I am going to work on is cash flow, taxes, financial investments. Those are the things that I help people with. I also help I also provide the mediation services if I'm working with a couple. So how can we come to an agreement? And so I don't represent either party. I just give advice. The lawyer represents one party and one party only. And so it's a very, very different business relationship, if you will, advice relationship, if you will. And I'll tell you one of the things, you know, that you don't always get from an attorney is how the taxes are going to play out in the division of assets. For example, most usually the biggest asset that any couple has is their home, is the marital home. And so the first thing you got to decide is, are you going to sell the marital home or is one party going to buy the other out? And you've got to work with the client. Can they afford a mortgage on their own? They will have to refinance, which is a tough nut sometimes because we went from having like 3% mortgages to 7% mortgages. So now they have to refinance the marital home at the current market price at a very high, much higher interest rate than they probably had their mortgage before. So all those things need to be dealt with in terms of the decisions that you make. Now, the attorney is not going to help you with that. They're going to say, well, you guys decide. Is somebody going to stay in the marital home or are you going to sell it? You know, and so I have to work on how can one party afford to buy the other out? And it's not just getting a mortgage, a new mortgage, but can they qualify and how are they going to buy the other party out? Because they're going to have additional assets to do that with. The other thing is taxes. So if you have, if you're a couple and you have the first $500,000 of capital gains is forgiven by the IRS, but anything over that you have to pay capital gains taxes on. So we have to look at how that plays out and when you're dividing the marital estate. And if one party buys the other out and then goes to sell it a year later, they only get a $250,000 write-off, not the $500,000. So there's a lot of what ifs that I deal with that the attorney doesn't deal with.
Mm, right, exactly. That sometimes you don't even think about until it presents itself. You also consider yourself an educator in many respects?
Yeah. I mean, that is my primary mission in life is to educate. I mean, I've always felt that way about everything I did. I kind of look at myself as the orchestra conductor, and I'm
yes.
not probably the best violin player, but I know who is, and I can help them really, I'll look at them as a guide navigating them through this journey. And I do help a lot, not that I'm a therapist, but I do help on the emotional side quite a bit because it is an extremely emotional time. And I'm not saying that attorneys don't do it, but it's generally not what they do.
Right, exactly. And it's good for people to understand that. What advice can you give women who are facing divorce right at this very moment?
Well, I always suggest that they talk to somebody like myself. The Certified Divorce Financialist is really, I think, a very valuable accreditation because it looks at the financial aspect of divorce. And I think it's really important to work with somebody who understands the financial aspect of divorce because, quite honestly, at the end of the day, what are you fighting about? Most people are fighting about money. And they just don't know a lot of questions to ask. I just worked with a guy who wanted me to look at his divorce decree. He and his wife had kind of hashed everything out. And I went through it with him, and I said to him, you know, one of the things is he had his wife taking all the child credits on her tax return. And I said, well, why is she taking all the child credits when you guys are co-parenting? And I go, why don't one of you take odd years and the other one take even years? He goes, oh, I didn't know I could do that. So again, people just don't even know a lot of the questions to ask, a lot of the things that they might come up against in this divorce journey. So I always encourage people, call me, have a conversation with me. I don't charge for a consultation. I give everybody an hour free just to understand what they're up against, what the things they need to consider on this journey.
Which is essential. It's all part of it, right? I think that's great that
yeah.
you do that and you take the time and, you know, create that safe place for them. How do you support women going through life transitions?
Well, to me, this is a major life transition, but life transitions are all different. And I believe that women go through life transitions all the time, but some are bigger than others. And the ones that I've seen the biggest are sudden inheritance is a big one. All of a sudden, someone in your life dies, and now you've got all this money, and you don't know what to do with it. So that's a big, you know, you've got to look at, hey, what are your life goals? What are your financial goals? When do you want to retire? How do you best utilize this money that you just inherited? Or divorce is another, I mean, a death of a loved one is another one. I've got a couple of clients who are widowers. And when they, you know, lost their significant other or husband, they had to reevaluate all the things that are going on financially in their life, and as well as their life goals. So financial and life goals are very intertwined and also very individualized. So it's really important to work with somebody who's taken the time to understand both and how to maximize whatever it is you want to accomplish.
You know, there's a lot of things, and you've already laid it out in many ways just in your wonderfully descriptive, enthusiastic answers to the questions I've laid out. What are some other things you think, Amy, that distinguish you from other professionals out there that do what you do?
Well, I would say that most of the people that are in my field focus on investments, investment philosophy, and quite honestly, that's a piece of what I do, but it's not the only piece of what I do. And the reason they focus on investments is because that's how they get paid. But I like to look at the full picture, and I will tell you too, for people who are over the age of 45, and I don't care if they're going through a major life transition or not, they really need to, especially if they're a woman, they need to look at long-term care insurance. There is nothing that can blow up your financial plan more than a long-term care incident. And most of us don't want to face it because it's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen when you're in your 80s and your 90s. And if they haven't gone through it with a parent, they don't understand the emotional, the physical, and the financial burden that they're faced with. And so, like I say, I'm very passionate about people understanding protection, and long-term care is one of those areas that people do not understand. It's very complex, but I'm a very big proponent of especially women getting it, because, and especially if there's a couple, because 69% of people over the age of 65 will need long-term care of some sort.
Yeah.
And if you go into a facility, if you have Alzheimer's or dementia, which is the biggest issue that most people face, you could be in a facility for 10 years, and most policies today, you'll run out of money and the insurance company will stop paying. So people either don't have it or they don't have the right insurance. It's a very complex issue, and it's one that I feel very passionate needs to be addressed whether you're going through divorce or not. It really is an important financial planning tool that people need to look at.
So very true, absolutely, and you're the person to do it, Amy. Really appreciate this time and breaking it all out for us. YourDivorceMadeSimple.com is the website, YourDivorceMadeSimple.com. and Amy Colton, our very special guest. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll expand some more and chat some more down the line. This really was, again, very eye-opening, and we really appreciate it. And hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Well, I have. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. You take care, and thanks for joining us, Amy Colton, here on Close Up Radio Live. Again, go to yourdivorcemadesimple.com to learn more. Wealth advisor, certified divorce financial analyst, family law mediator. She's very passionate about what she does. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest celebrated right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.